Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. I'm sad that this is the last of the Sfirot. Could listen to a lot more of this. The last of the Sfirot is called Malchut, which literally would be translated as kingship or royalty. And I'll get back to that again in a moment of why that's connected to the idea of Malchut, which is the idea of manifestation. It's the end of all the Sfirot because it's the quality in which all the other qualities become manifest into actuality. Malchut is when you have the idea of doing something, you have the dream of doing something, and it becomes a reality, when it becomes manifest. So there was the idea, for example, of having this night. And in order for this to happen, all the qualities that we talked about already had to be there. When all of that comes into fruition, for all of that to become manifest into it actually happening, that's called Malchut. That's the manifestation of something. But that is an extremely tricky and challenging, almost precarious quality. Because when something becomes manifest is the most likely time to forget why it's even becoming manifest. It's the most possible or most likely, most prone time to forgetting why we're even doing something. So I would imagine, for example, using again tonight, there is the idea behind tonight. There's the motivation to do it. There's the inspiration to do it. And then when it comes down to it, setup and location and all the different details and all the coordination and trying to make it happen, and there's so much in order for it to happen, when it's actually becoming manifest, when it's coming into reality, is the moment that a person can so easily forget why they're even here. Forget, why did I even want to have this event in the first place? And we all have that in a myriad of ways. Whether it's a job and a career to make money to be able to support a family, but then when I'm in it, I'm prioritizing that over my family, but why was I even doing it in the first place? It's in the manifestation of something that we can forget why we're even there to begin with. And so the trick of Malchut is to somehow allow for the manifestation, but still hold on to the source, to still be connected to the origins of where this is coming from as it's being manifest. In its most ideal sense, that's what a king is. That's what royalty is. And that's why royalty usually fails, because it's so precarious. It's so hard to be the manifestation of something and still remember why we're even there to begin with. In theory, the role of the king or the role of the royalty is to be the manifestation of the nation, but serving the nation. When that becomes manifest, usually we forget about why it's even there. And so in our lives and in this piece, the intention, the meditation is trying to think about the ways that we want to make sure we're still plugged in, we're still connected to the source, we're still connected to the origin. We're doing it with the priorities in mind, with the reason, and with the attention present, even as it becomes manifest into a reality in this world.
Thank you, Rabbi. This was a tricky one to think about for in terms of examples, but this prelude is the last one in the set, right? These are called prelude prayers, in Hebrew, Akdamot Letfila, which the inspiration behind is the Sfirot, which Rabbi Danishevsky so explained so well and so deeply. And number 10 is the last one, and I feel like in here we have a specific technique called the tremolo technique. And it's marked mormorando. The performer is supposed to play murmuring, mormorando, and it's also marked very softly. There is three piano markings, which means the music should be played very quietly and very softly. And to me, the tremolo that is played very quietly, like almost like a murmur, is a manifestation because it's an ending and a beginning at the same time, if that makes any sense. Well, so you'll hear these two big tremolo sections in this piece, and it's like a small idea or an inspiration that you have in your mind, which slowly, slowly manifests itself into something real and something present in life here.
Enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov, yakov.attached@gmail.com, or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.